the people want you. Most fans could care less about the label that their favorite artists are signed to. Are you a creative or entrepreneur who's sick of all the red tape? Sick of gatekeepers and powerful digital media platforms that cater to celebrities and people with deep pockets? I mean, you got talent, you got skills, but you can't seem to break through. It's time to destroy.
Destroy.
The podcast helping entrepreneurs and creators conquer the barriers between them and the people. What's up, everyone? I'm your host, Christopher Grant Sr. Thank you so much for listening to Destroy. Now, I know there are a million things you could be doing right now, but you took time out of your busy day to listen to me. So sit back, relax, and open your ears and enjoy the Uneven Playing Field series.
Destroy Digital Media Platforms, the new book by Christopher Grant Sr., an insightful, eye-opening quick read that tells you why your content everywhere gets you nowhere and how to rise above the digital media clutter. Visit destroybook.com.
So I read this article this week, and the title of the article was TikTok is Changing the Rules of the Music Industry. As I read through the article, it made me think about several things. Several things that led me to ask the question, should TikTok artists share their success with major labels? Now, the article began by highlighting a couple of artists. One of the individuals they highlighted was an artist by the name of Nathan Evans, an unknown folk singer whose TikTok recording of himself singing 19th century sea shanty, The Weller Man, went viral. It won him a major record deal and a string of TV appearances. Another artist highlighted was Fleetwood Mac, whose classic 1977 album, Rumours, skyrocketed back into the charts after a relatively unknown TikTok user posted a remarkably chill clip of him skateboarding while sipping cranberry juice and vibing to the band's classic song, Dreams. A well-known artist like Fleetwood Mac can have a track that's pretty much been dormant, dead for years, and their fans can grab that track, do something outrageous to one of their songs, like riding a skateboard down the street sipping on cranberry juice. Anybody can now take your song, get on TikTok, do something really cool to your music, and go viral. But anyway, it revived this song, allowing the song to get fresh ears on it. Many artists are spending thousands of dollars to do these music videos. They can just encourage their fans to do their music videos on TikTok for them. Seems like a great way to get your fans excited about your songs, your new songs or your old songs. So that's something to think about as an underrepresented artist. Now, like I said, the question is, once you gain this success on a platform like TikTok, is it wise to turn over that success and share it with a record label, particularly a traditional major record label? I believe that over 70 artists were signed record deals last year after going viral on TikTok. That's great. That's an amazing thing for artists. Now you have another platform that allows you to engage with your fan base in a unique way. The article says, a little bit further down, for music industry experts, one of the key disruptive elements of TikTok is that it's hard to predict which songs will go viral on the app. To a large extent, streaming services and commercial radio stations still push a predictable range of pop behemoths. Your Swifts, your Grandes, your Biebers. But TikTok is a different ballgame. Huge pop hits frequently won't register on the app, while older tracks, tracks by unsigned artists, or esoteric remixes reign supreme on the TikTok algorithm. So what that is telling me is that artists who are unknown or underrepresented, they have a great chance to get discovered on the platform when they're doing something very interesting with their songs visually. That's a great thing for undiscovered and underrepresented artists. It's also good for older songs or artists who were famous years ago and they have a track that someone loves and they dance to it or do something really crazy to it on TikTok and it goes viral and they gain a lot of success from that. These are all positives. Unfortunately, as I continue to read, it seems the more things change, the more they stay the same. A little further down in the article, it says, I quote, however, as Naomi Phol, P-O-H-L, I don't want to butcher the pronunciation of the name, Naomi Phol, Secretary General of the Musicians Union, tells us, the problem posed by TikTok are the same problems artists faced with streaming in general. Artists simply don't get a fair cut. It's great news that artists who have their songs featured on TikTok will be properly licensed. But if the deal has been made with a major label, the already tiny payment will have to be filtered through the record label, meaning that ultimately the artist will only get around 10 to 15% of the total profit. So the question is, should you share your success on TikTok with a major label or a third-party company or anyone? You've been able to gain an audience on this platform. You've done that on your own. Now that you've gotten some attention, now a major or someone with deeper pockets would like to pick you up. And this is just me. They're not picking you up because they think that you're so talented. They're picking you up because you now have an audience. And like I said in my last podcast, you don't need the industry. You need an audience. And because you have an audience, this is why you're so attractive to these third-party companies or labels. So after all your hard work, should you share your success with them? And I understand that everybody's situation is different. What I may want to do, you may not want to do. It may not be beneficial to you. Third-party companies or labels will come to you and say, look, I can take you to the next level. I have the money and power to do that. I can give you an advance. I can put you on tour with an A-list artist. And you may think, oh, wow, that's great. I can't do that on my own. If I'm just primarily a TikTok artist, I may never get there and you can take me to the next level. So I should share with you. And yes, maybe I'll only get 10 to 15%. That 10 to 15% will be huge because I'm with a major. Maybe, but maybe not. If you're on a platform and you've been able to build your brand and to create your audience, There's nothing wrong with continuing to do that. Continuing to invest in the fans that are on that platform and build from there. Your 10 to 15% may be $2,000. But if you're building your audience on your own, how do you know that your 100% might not be $50,000 or, I don't know, $20,000? This decision you need to make on your own. Everybody's situation is different. Me personally, I would say to myself, the industry is now digital. We live in a digital world. Those third-party companies, major labels, they were so powerful because they gave you access to the people. But in the future, I don't think you'll need them to gain that access. You'll be able to go direct to the people and get rid of that middleman altogether. Look, if you want to go with a label, then share in the profits 50-50. Find a label that does a 50-50 deal. The label we have is part of Seven Horns, Noisy Poet Records. We offer artists a 50-50 deal where we basically say, look, this is a partnership. Because it's digital now, people. The more things change, the more they stay the same. We need a competitive streaming platform. Competitive streaming is a term I came up with, and it refers to a streaming platform that allows the users to determine how content is ranked, valued, and publicized. It's not determined by the amount of money a third-party company has. It's not determined by the amount of money you can pay to advertise an artist on the platform. Competitive streaming is transparent. You can't pay to play on a competitive streaming platform. It levels the playing field for creatives. This is what is needed in the entertainment industry. I don't care how many different ways you come up with to sell music. If the artists aren't getting a fair cut of the profits from it, it's not going to work. We need a competitive streaming platform. If you want to hear more about competitive streaming, you can go to traxbox.com. That's TRAXBOX.com.
Destroy.
The podcast helping entrepreneurs and creators conquer the barriers between them and the people.
Hey, if you like what you hear, please share the Destroy podcast with everyone you know. You can also follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at C Grant Sr. That's at CGRANTSR.